Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
9.
All right, so Annie called us up, and she's looking for Jack. Now, when I say that Annie didn't do anything wrong on her date, not only did she not do anything wrong on her date, she went above and beyond. Check this out.
I think I did a great job. We had dinner, we went back to his house, and we were going at it for, like, 2 hours.
But wait, if you thought 2 hours of doing the horizontal mambo was going above and beyond, there's more. Tell him, Annie.
Plus, I actually made him some breakfast. Like, I made him some eggs, and I left it on the nightstand, so when he woke up, he would have something to munch on.
So after all that, Jack still refused to get back to Annie. Or was it something else? We're going to find out. Let's call right now.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
I think we have the wrong number. Is this Jack? Or can we speak to Jack?
Is this Jack?
No, this is actually his sister.
His sister?
I have his phone. I'm taking his calls for the next few days. Who is this?
Okay, so...
I'm sorry. Is this a work-related thing? Because I already emailed HR and Stacy and let them know what was going on.
No, I don't.
Wow. It's not, understand. But I kind of wish it was at this point. I want to know what's going on.
Yeah, no, we're calling on behalf of somebody who wants to go on a date with them. Like, what? Can you tell us, can we ask, like, what the situation is?
It's like I don't even know what I should be telling people. If this is someone he's dating or whatever, and she has his phone number, I guess I can kind of share what's going on. Like, 4 days ago, Jack actually had kind of a... I don't know how much I should tell you. It's kind of personal. But he had, like, an accident, and he didn't show up for work. So, of course, my work called my parents, and now he's in the hospital. So I'm just answering calls, returning texts, just kind of letting everybody know he's going to be okay.
Was it, like, a car accident? Like, what happened?
Well, we're still waiting for the tests, but they think he either had a possible mild heart attack.
Oh my God. A seizure.
Yeah, they don't really know, but it's looking like he might have had a mild heart attack. So I'm just so thankful he's okay. You guys are going to make me cry.
Well, hold on a second. So the person that we were calling on behalf of, they're on the phone line. Annie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, okay. So Annie, were you with Jack at that time? Like, can you fill in? Do you know what happened? Or, like, were you with him around that time?
You said this happened 4 nights ago.
Yeah. Hang on a second. Yeah, Mom. Yeah. I don't know. If someone who knows Jack, I'll be there in a second. Okay, sorry. Yeah, it was 4 nights ago, I guess, because he didn't show up for work that next morning. I'm sorry, what was your name?
My name's Annie. I was with him 4 nights ago.
You were with him 4 nights ago?
Yeah, we went out to dinner. We hung out. We went back to his house. We were there for quite some time. And when I left, you know, like, he seemed fine. He was passed out. He looked so peaceful. Wait a minute.
I mean, what were you guys doing? Did you notice anything weird? Was he acting weird? Was he having any medical problems? Because this happened in such a short amount of time.
Jennifer, I'm going to be honest with you. We were having sex.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I don't know what else to tell you, but I didn't think anything of it because he was telling me that, like, he felt like he had, he felt like he was going to explode. And I thought he meant, like, in another way. And then shortly after he passed out and, you know, we went to sleep.
Oh, my God, are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me right now?
I'm not kidding you right now.
You were having a heart attack.
Is that what happened?
No, I don't think she did. No, she didn't give him a... Maybe he has had a heart attack. Maybe he would have had the heart attack anyway.
You guys, my brother is like a world-class athlete. He's the healthiest person I know. And then this girl over here, what is your name again?
What do you mean this girl? First of all, I'm not just some girl. I've been seeing your brother for a little bit now. And it's not my fault that I
don't know
that we have sex and that happened. You know what? I don't even know you, and I did not sign up for this. I didn't sign up for this. I hope he gets better. Goodbye.
Wait.
You can't
she hung up. Damn it.
Yeah, I don't even know how to respond to this, because this is like, I don't know. There's so many variables here. Like, she didn't know he had a heart attack. I'm sure she would have helped him.
She was just putting it on him.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And now that I'm calming down, I mean, at the end of the day, like, I don't know. Like, if this was the other way around, I don't know how I would feel. I feel bad. Kind of, I yelled at her, but at the same time, like, what the f***? Can you guys just give me her number? I feel like this is a big piece of this puzzle about what happened, and I feel like I need to just call her back.
Okay, listen, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll have our producer, put you guys in touch together, okay?
Yeah, I'm not mad at her. I'm not mad at her. This is just weird, and my whole family is, like, in the process of working through this.
Can we follow up with you after your brother gets better and stuff about this?
You know what? As long as he makes a full recovery, he's fine. He's a cool guy. He would probably laugh about this, so.
All right, check it out. It's Ramiro and Melissa, and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there, too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28. 13332